Grace and peace to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Bob Dylan wrote in a song in 1963, "Come writers and critics who prophesize with your pen and keep your eyes wide, the chance won't come again. And don't speak too soon, for the wheel's still in spin, and there's no telling who that it's naming. For the losers now will be later to win, for the times, they are a-changing." The times truly are a-changing. New people at church, new carpet under our feet, new jobs for some, new health challenges for others, new children to be born, new forms to do taxes, a new quiet, empty bed where the spouse used to be. Yet no matter how much times change, there are anchors. Christmas, Easter, Christ time, the gospel of sins forgiven, a heavenly future, time, and eternity. When Christ was born, the times were a-changing. Caesar Augustus, as we heard in the reading, he said it's time to count heads, and everyone was to go to their hometown. This set the stage for a carpenter and his betrothed, who was with child, to journey to King David's birthplace, because that's where Joseph's family was from. He had roots there, the lineage of David. Those were the days. Those were the days when a humble shepherd boy was chosen by God to shepherd God's people. A king after God's own heart. David struck down Goliath. David ruled wisely and fairly. David took the town of Jebus and made it Jerusalem. David committed adultery. That son, conceived out of wedlock, became Solomon. Solomon built the temple. Solomon was wise. Solomon had way too many wives. Way, way, way too many wives. Not wise. David and Solomon were not the Christ. They were ushers for the coming one, the coming truth, that the wheel's still in spin, and there's no telling who that it's naming, for the losers now will be later to win, for the times, they are a-changing. So as shepherds kept watch over their flocks by night, angels appeared, declaring, "The time was now. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." All the while, Caesar Augustus probably snored in his bed. Little did he know that the times were a-changing. God doesn't reveal Christmas to the winners. Those who win at the game of life, those comfortable in their sins and status on earth, those who win big are especially in danger. For as we'll hear and sing later in the Magnificat, God humbles the proud and he exalts the lowly. He tramples down the mighty from their thrones, and the rich he sends empty away. For the losers now will be later to win, for the times, they are changing. Philosopher Karl Marx in the 1800s said this, "Religion is the sigh of the oppressed creature, the heart of a heartless world, and the soul of soulless conditions. It is the opium of the people." His thoughts won the minds of many, like Joseph Stalin. And as you probably know, if you've studied history, estimates of 85 to 100 million people died because these guys were committed to their worldview, in which you need to purge the detractors. The natural religion of man is to rid the opponent and to rise in power and to establish a greater utopia based on a fundamental rule sung by Frank Sinatra, "I did it my way." But when God came into the world as a baby, wrapped in swaddling cloths. He was establishing the way and the truth and the life. All lives, in fact, were precious to God. All sin separates man from him. All men are sinful by nature. All need a Savior. All need to fight against the natural religion of man. All need to know that Christ is the way. All need to know that his birth meant that times were a-changing. A new king was being born from David's line, David's God. A shepherd for God's people who will save them from their sins, from adultery, from murder, and from other great shame and vice. He is not the opiate for the masses. He's the one thing needful. This king will die and rise for you. This king will reign on high for you. This king prepares a room for you, his child by faith. This king was made known by his kingdom, which was coming into the world and is now come. Times change, and so do I. So do you. You've got a little more gray hair than last year on Christmas Eve. Some of you are taller, growing. Some of you are shorter. You've shrunk. But Christ is still the Christ in the manger. Christ still has time to come to you graciously this Christmas, to fill you with the good tidings of great joy that is for all the people. In Christ, as the scriptures say, all things hold together, things in heaven and things on earth and even the things under the earth. Christ has been everywhere, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and in a manger and on a cross and in and out of the grave and ascended back on high. Have you got time this Christmas to ponder the mystery, to take it to heart, to come again tomorrow on Christmas Day to celebrate his day and partake in his meal? It's for you. It's time. It's his time. It's his world. Soon the lights will go out except for your candles, softly gleaming, gently singing. It's his light. And that reminds us that even as our eyes grow dim, in Christ, the wheels still spin. And there's no telling who that it's naming. For the losers now will be later to win. For the times, they are changing. But Christ, Jesus, is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And that's the changeless message of saving truth for sinners like you and me. Merry Christmas, fellow sinners. You are saints in Christ, the light. Amen.